Welcome to this, the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival coverage, brought to you by Christchurch City Libraries. I'm Richard Liddicote, and with me is Roberta Smith, Marion Osier, and Bronwyn Smith. And we've had our first festival experience today, and it's really been fantastic. So I'm going to throw straight over to Roberta and say, your first time in Auckland, your first time at a writers festival, your first time blogging, how's your first day been?
Yeah, and first time to do the podcast. Right, the thing that I remember most, I think, is about having to step outside my comfort zone and go to the talk of a person I'd never heard of before, and that's Des Hunt. And that was really, really great. It was so unusual for me not to have planned something and have lists and know exactly what I was going to do. And I just went with the flow of that in amongst a very, very young audience, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. In addition to which, Richard only got me there 2 minutes before it started, and as everybody knows, I like to be hours before anything starts. And then in the evening, I think I've developed a crush onto Radar. There's no other way to express this. And Greg, sorry, but that's just the way it is at the moment. He just is really cute. And the whole debate thing was another way in which I was outside my comfort zone, because neither Bronwyn nor I took notes. We just sort of sat there and were kind of like TV groupies, really, and we think we're going to look really good when that program's broadcast in October. The debate was great, really cutting edge, and of course the book team won, as they would. They were surrounded by bookophiles.
We've been at the Good Word debate, which was hosted by TVNZ7, and Finlay McDonald and Emily Perkins were the team leaders, and it really was a fantastic debate, and Tereda kept everything bouncing along, channeling Ian Scarrow in the way that he does. He was fantastic. He was very, very good. Marion, what were your thoughts, firstly on the debate and then the rest of your day?
Well, I thought it was really fascinating how they had the place all set up, this church, and we could drink in this church and we could eat in this church. I think Richard found that a bit disturbing. And I was fascinated by the giant swinging boom, who's called Jimmy Jib. I'm in love with Jimmy Jib, I think. You know, I like the way that these debaters sort of exchanged stylish insults, but still managed to slip in some really good ideas and quotes. And since I was sitting down the back, I could scribble away, and I really liked the final quote. The book is dead, but the story continues. And that came courtesy of Finlay McDonald for the affirmative team. The rest of my day, I did a mini bookshop crawl to Ponsonby Road and visited two really different bookshops, but that was interesting. And I also had a brief encounter with Tui Flower, who I'm going to interview tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Bronwyn, you were in the debate. You were near the front and in the glare of the lights. How did you find the debate on your first day at the festival?
I loved it, actually. It was a little disconcerting to arrive and find that we were going to be part of a live TV audience, and I think Roberta and I possibly looked like we may have been on drugs with our manic television grins, but we managed to applaud in all the right places and not appear to be snoozing, which was the main instruction we were given. The debate was fantastic, and lots of good points on both sides, and I thought it was a really great start. And like Roberta, I'm sorry, Tereda, adorable. Yep, he was a brilliant host, so really impressed. I attended the high tea with the ladies who lunch. Four of New Zealand's top food writers and recipe makers and cookbook publishers. The main thing I discovered at this particular event was that apparently scones are the new muffins. I also ate some very, very delicious food, including some Louise cake, which I have very sadly, in my case, taken a photo of. So anybody who would like to share, I can send you a picture of the Louise cake.
Well, that's very interesting to hear that scones are the new muffins, because I caught up with Tereda today. He was one of the two interviews that I did, and he said that he was in Taupo flying back to Auckland and he had a spaghetti and cheese scone. There's a twist for you. And I had a great chat with Tereda. He's a very intelligent and lucid man, a man who is very keen to celebrate failure as part of our culture. He's done a whole comedy show on this, including a Christchurch connection with a balloonist who just kind of drifted off and lost his life whilst demonstrating the great balloon ride. So in the spirit of failure, I did this wonderful interview with Tereda where he did these brilliant quotes about libraries, and I failed to record any of them. So much to my shame and to my teammates' delight, I have failed in the first instance. So shame on me. But I also met a very inspirational man, and this to me is really puts into perspective the fantastic things that festivals can do for people. I met Charlie Dark today, and he was absolutely, totally inspirational in his approach and in his energy and in his enthusiasm to inspire young people and get them reading and get them writing, and I found that just absolutely fantastic. So there's our first audio wrap-up from the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival. We've had a blast today. It's been really good, and we're very, very lucky to be here, and we thank the team at Christchurch City Libraries who support us and help us get to Auckland to cover this magic event. There's going to be a lot more on the blog over the next few days. Keep your comments coming in. There's been lots on the blog so far, so thank you so much. We'll see you on the blog.